This show is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. Our show is about helping souls grow, prosper, and evolve, and every gift ensures that we can continue to do this. So we thank our generous supporters and also ask if you would like to be a part of supporting this important effort to bring this message of truth to the world. Please consider heading to experienceofthesoul.com/support to be a part of supporting us by being a regular patron or making a one-time gift. Blessings on the journey, dear friend.
Support Tech Staffing and Center for the Healing Arts present The Authentic Spiritual Journey, a weekly show featuring real and practical spiritual conversations from diverse perspectives here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today, episode 155, Finding Peace. And now your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey. My name is Cynthia Alice Anderson. I am the host and I'm here with my producer, Nate 18 Studios.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Croft. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 155 of The Authentic Spiritual Journey. I hope that you are having an amazing day. I hope that you've had a great weekend and welcome to June.
Is it summertime yet?
No, summer, I guess, doesn't officially start till June 20th, right?
I know that we're, you know, starting out with our, you know, we always record a little in advance, and I'm just thinking by the time people in Florida hear this, they're going to be saying, happy June. It's like 110
right.
degrees.
I know, right?
With
it's been summer for 2 months.
Yeah. I know, right? It's been summer since February, actually, you know, in Florida.
Absolutely.
But welcome to the week. We always love to be the first ones to welcome you in, and it is a great day where I am, and I'm always happy to be alive, to be able to bring you a show, and I've been hearing from people all around the world, and we're going to have some amazing guests, friends, in the next few months. You know, we've had some people so dear to me. You know, last month was Reverend John McClain. Coming up pretty soon, we're going to have another interview with Ken Lovern. We've also got an interview coming up with John Two Hawks and another good friend, Vivian Ertz and her husband, Teddy. Vivian's a artist and musician, and her husband is a chef, and they've been doing events that are just like really cool and interesting. So,
and what I like about about some of these interviews is, you know, you have a little field recorder. And so your interview with John Two Hawks that's coming up.
Yeah.
I think we're going to run that in August, I believe. You were out and about with him, right? Were you in the wilderness with them or?
Totally. I was in the wilderness with him. They have a beautiful home and property in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And they gave me the absolute like friends and family treatment and tour. I was so blessed by the whole thing. And now he and I are going to be doing a workshop together, a whole weekend retreat that's coming up in November. And friends, if you want to check that out, you know, you could go to johntwohawks.com and just so you know, and by the way, that's spelled out T-W-O, johntwohawks.com. And we're really looking forward to bringing that to you. The name of that retreat is Soul Medicine. And I have to say, friends, if you're listening, you know a lot's going on over the next several months. Virtually every month, I have a retreat in a different state. So in July, I'm going to be in Kansas City. Well, it's actually a little town in Kansas, outside of Kansas City. And then in September, I'm going to be in a town just outside of Phoenix at a place called Spirit in the Desert, a beautiful retreat center with large rooms looking over the desert mountains. It's a place I've been many times for my own retreats. And also, I'm doing my own retreat here in with me here in Orlando in October, and then finally with John Two Hawks in November. So if you haven't availed yourself to the many ways you can connect with the work I'm doing around the country and around the world, please do so. I mean, I'm honored, I'm blessed, and I can't tell you how thrilled I've been to be talking to people. I'm doing my own registration, and I'm talking to every single person that registers. And that's been such a blessing for me. Long time people I served years ago who got excited that I was going to be in town, and that just made my whole day. So
yeah, that's so exciting. And we're going to have links to all of this on the show notes. You want to click on the episode 155.
Yes, yes. We want to make you aware of all this. And, you know, as I'm saying all of this, it's funny in a way because of today's topic. So today's topic, Dave, will you give us that show title?
Today's topic is Finding Peace. Finding peace. Of course, this last year and a half, mm-hmm. has been a lot of opportunities to find peace because there, a lot of times there really hasn't been much of it. Whether it's social unrest, racial inequality, elections and all of that, it's been really tough to find peace, not to mention, life, just mm-hmm. personal life upheavals and changes and mm-hmm. and stepping out in faith on things and taking swings at things. I know for me, and sometimes missing, not all the time connecting, but mm-hmm. yeah, I think this is a very, very timely subject.
Yes. Well, and I know you've had, Dave, too. I always like to lift up your work and your success. You've had some really recent success in your composing, right? Don't you have some stuff coming up?
Yeah. Obviously, early we had some success with the Super Bowl, and right. Recently had the opportunity to pitch for some theme songs for sporting programs. Yeah. That just happened just last week. And, writing lots of ukulele music and all of it. It's just, yes, ukulele. And it's right here. It's right off camera. Okay. It's always really close, but it's just...
We're going to make you play a second half, so be thinking about what you're going to play. Right.
Okay, I can do that. finding the peace in the midst of everything being really crazy, and I've recommitted recently to my Miracle Morning, pushing into meditation and nighttime journaling and just really... It's like the busier it gets, the more I have to do that stuff. It's not optional, Yes, 10 minutes seems like a long time, when every second counts, but man, mm-hmm. it's almost like that whole kind of too busy not to pray kind of thing, It's kind of like that.
I know, I remember that old commercial when I was a teenager, and they'd fry that egg in that pan and they would say, "This is your brain on drugs." You remember that? Mm, I want to say, "This is your brain not meditating."
Right.
Drugs. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, the ego is a drug. It thinks it's always right and always fights for its place. And yeah, so you're absolutely right. And in exactly what you said about today and today's show, there's been more change in my life personally, in the last 2 years than in the last 5 combined. I mean, no mm-hmm. doubt, maybe the last 10 combined. A change of career, a change of where I was living, the pandemic that we were all, all of us were dealing with. So finding peace has been very, very important for me. And I feel like I want to say right at the beginning, peace at times when there's so much change can feel elusive, but I've learned it's always there. It's one breath away, or maybe 20, but it's one breath away ultimately, because peace is not decided by what's happening to us, around us, and it's certainly not dependent on the stock market. Now, if you have a lot of money in stocks, will you be impacted if the stocks go down? Yes. And I'll quote my good friend who's worked on the stock market for, 30 years. He says, "Well, the interesting thing about the market is, even though it does go down, it always goes back up." Yeah. And I said to him, "How do you know that?" I said, "How do you know that? You're the only person I've ever heard say that." He goes, "Well, it's the only game in town, and it always has." So even the stock market, if in the short term it's giving you hell, you can even find peace in the midst of that when you know that you are not your investments, when you know you are not your bank account, even though we have to have money to live, and even though we want to make good, sound financial decisions. that even when we have our lives impacted by something financially, we can still find peace.
Right. It's not dependent on who's president.
That's exactly right.
It's not dependent on what job you have. It's not dependent on who loves you or who doesn't love you, or it's not dependent on all these other things, the stuff you got. Stuff.
Well, and of course, my teachings on release are many, and I feel more at peace the more I give away, because I feel unencumbered by old things, old memories. And of course, there's things I hold on to that are meaningful. But I've really learned that the things that are not serving me well, when I release those, there's going to be a little time where it's might even be sad, but that something new, comes in its place. And so I just trust that. But today is funny. We always just, I follow the stream of consciousness because, Dave and I are two individuals and we have our own experiences and journeys. And yet, as you said, Dave, this is a time to be thinking about finding peace. Mm-hmm. I have a real concern that I've been seeing more on social media, people demonizing each other and saying, well, I'm just going to flip them off or F you. I talked about that a little bit, last month in the show, Elevate the Conversation. But I want to bring it up again because I want us to really be conscious of the thoughts and the energy we're putting out. We want to be conscious of the impacts, not only that it has on others, but on ourselves and on our well-being. So finding peace for me is about my actions, my words, my feelings, and my desires all being in alignment. So I'm going to first talk about the opposite of that. So when I was a kid, like so many of you, I grew up in a dysfunction. I think pretty much everybody I know has. So I know you can relate to what I'm saying. Some of the dysfunction is a little less traumatic than others, but most of us grew up, not knowing when the other shoe was going to drop. We weren't sure maybe always that we were loved and things like that. So what we learned to do was behave one way, even if we felt another. We learned to say things that we knew was expected of us, whether we really meant it. This created a kind of dysfunctional family system. As we grow and mature, we find in relationships, these same opportunities, whether they're friendships, whether they're romantic, even our relationships with our own children. So this is a large topic because it's like the impact, it's like the ripple effect of this finding peace ultimately impacts every decision we make. Because if we really want to find peace, we are going to make decisions that lead us to our joy. We're going to make decisions that support who we are and what we're trying to do in the world. And those can be very difficult decisions. So give that some thought as I'm saying that, friend. Often when I talk about these things, I can hear somebody saying, well, I have to have a job. Well, that's true. We all have to have a job. Well, I mean, we have to make money. We have to take care of ourselves. Well, is there a way in which you can work your job? You can make sure you pay the man, make sure you can make your bills and be in your joy. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job tomorrow. It means you work towards a situation that really gives you peace and joy as you go throughout your day. I was reflecting on just today the amount of work that's coming my way in my new business. And somebody said to me, well, how's it going? This is just last night, actually. Somebody, an old friend said to me, man, I see you on Facebook and everything, and it looks like you're doing a lot. How's that going? And I burst out laughing. I said, every day is exhilarating. I never know what's going to happen. I don't know how God's going to pay my bills, and yet it seems to always happen. I said, so I feel so at peace, and I feel so much joy, and I'm having a great time. I'm having, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, connections with people all around the country and even around the world, which is also a surprise to me. But it's like, wow, I really love my life. I love the work I get to do. I love the fact that even though I wasn't sure why I was taking time off, because my guidance was so strong to do it, I did. And I'm so glad that while I took time off, I saw friends I loved and cared about just because I loved and cared about them. And that then every one of those visits became work in the future. And I said, this was not the marketing tour. I'm not trying to. And they go, no. We want you here. We want you to do something. Mm-hmm. So I'm amazed at how when we follow that heart and follow that joy and follow that that thing that brings us a lot of love and a lot of we know. Well, for me, it's know I'm contributing something of value to the world. So that inspires me. That inspires me. And somebody said to me, well, I know this, I can't even remember, this was before my trip, a good friend who cares deeply for me, you know, said, well, I know that you're going to take some time off. Can you afford to do that now? I said, I love you for asking that. Yes, I can afford to do that now. He goes, well, I know you've got a new business. I said, you know, I work for God. Yes, I have a business, but I'm amazed at how things come forward for me. I just had another incredible demonstration that I have I could not have predicted, but I had been speaking recently somewhere and I was so inspired by the outreach work they were doing. I donated back my fee. And part of my ego was struggling with that a little bit. Like as I was about to say it, my mind was going, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that? You know,
you could really use this. I mean,
you really use this right now. And it was like my heart was like, no, no, I have to give this back. I'm so guided. And within 24 hours, friends, this is what was so amazing. Within 24 hours, I received a gift that matched that tithe amount. What I mean is it was like I tithed in advance. So it was a large gift. I mean, it wasn't a gift. I'm going to work for it, but it was a gift from the universe in that as I trusted and as I did the thing that brought me joy, when that financial demonstration happened, I just felt so honored and so supported by the universe. It was like, man, somebody did have a net there after all. You remember that show we did years ago, God is My Safety Net?
Right. Yep.
Right. It was like, wow, there really was a net there. That's super cool, because that felt like a risk when I tithed that extra, but I was so moved. And you know, that's what I teach. You got to tithe to where you're fed. And I, you know, that was the church where I had found unity. And oh man, when I heard what they were doing in the community, I just like, oh, I got to give. So that's what I mean about finding peace, even though part of my ego was like, you know, wanted to have its day. Like, it was like, as soon as I did, it was like, yes, I actually got like a little rush of like, yes, I was supposed to do that. And then less than 24 hours, I got news of this other thing. And I just almost cried, but instead of crying, I laughed. So this is what it feels like to have your actions and your words matching. And of course, I have my moments like everyone, but I'm in quite a flow right now of experiencing inner peace that's based on my own life and my own decisions. I'm also very aware that I don't have to move as quickly as I was made to believe. that I can take my time. I can consider my decisions. I can pray on them. I can consider them on my walk in the morning. I can just rest in God, and that brings me a great deal of peace. You know, my life has changed so much, and the kind of leadership I do has changed because I've worked in spiritual communities for so long that I was often or always considering the board, the congregation as a whole, humanity at large. You know, how was this program going to impact, you know, the community, the decisions to do something or not? And some of those decisions had to be made quickly. But I've noticed in my business and in my world now, I've been able to slow those things down. And I think I could have then, but I just didn't know it. You know, I think the pressure I put on myself was internal. It wasn't the board or the community. It was my intense desire to want to be of service. It was like, oh, I got to make a decision now, you know. And so I've learned a lot. But what I've learned is I've learned in this finding peace with myself in these decisions, I've learned to check in with myself and even with my body to see how that feels. Yeah. So I'm finding peace, and it's a process. I'm learning that my words, my feelings, and my actions have to all be in sync to be at peace. So when we come back in the second half, what I want to talk to you about is how we listen to the body in our spiritual process. So we're going to have messages from these sponsors, and we'll be back right after this.
We'll return to the program in just a few moments, but first, we wanted to give a special word of thanks to our podcast partners, Support Tech Staffing. Support Tech Staffing is an innovative staffing agency built on the principle of caring about employers and employees as they navigate these new workforce and workplace challenges. If you're an employer, they want to be your human resource partner and help with the changes needed during the pandemic. If you're a candidate, they want to become your lifelong career agent to help you grow into your fullest potential. Support Tech prioritizes support over volume, integrity over profits, and will treat your business and your career as if it was their own. You can learn more at supporttechstaffing.com. That's supportetekstaffing.com. And finally, we want to give a special word of thanks to Center for the Healing Arts. Center for the Healing Arts is one of the first dedicated group practices devoted to challenging, supportive, and nurturing therapy. Their dedicated therapists have a wide range of expertise, including relationship and couples therapy, individual therapy, addictions, neurofeedback, play therapy for children, adolescents, and families, and therapy for blended family issues. They also regularly offer day-long intensive workshops for relationships, addiction recovery, adult children of alcoholics, and healing trauma in the LGBTQ+ community. For more information, head over to centerforthehealingarts.com or call 407-657-8555, extension 1. We now return you to this week's episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey with your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Welcome back. We're glad you're with us, friends. And I hope you're really thinking through this as I'm speaking. I have a feeling you are because, you know, when I hear somebody talking, I've noticed I start instantly applying what they're saying about their life to my own life. And I'm thinking that's what's happening with you. And I'm thrilled to be able to bring you this because, you know, the scriptures tell us there's a peace which passes all understanding. Well, you know, I've never really known what that is other than having moments in meditation where I felt really connected, you know, and I was like, okay, yeah, God's got me. I'm connected. But I've really learned, as I mentioned first half, that in my own work, I can really find my own peace as well. I don't have to be meditating. That peace is found when my actions, my words, my thoughts, and my feelings, you know, are all in alignment. And actually, Gandhi talked a lot about this, and I was trying to remember the quote. I can't right now, but if I remember it, we'll, if I can find it, we'll get it in the show notes. But I wanted to come back to something I mentioned. When you are desiring this peace, it really helps to pay attention to several things. Well, first of all, you want to pay attention to your internal dialogue. What's in your mind? What are you feeling? And if you keep doing things where you're not feeling good, or, you know, you're kind of having this like internal argument that's ongoing, or like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Then that's problematic, because you're not living an authentic life when those things are out of alignment. So first of all, you want to listen to your internal dialogue first and foremost, because our thoughts are dictating ultimately our behaviors. And so if we're thinking one thing and doing another, we are instantly at war with ourselves. We are not in peace. You see how that is? So if you're thinking one thing and doing another consistently, what you're doing is living a lie. Now, it's super subtle, right? And so often it's unconscious, because we think, well, I have to do this because I have to show up. So I'm not saying you don't keep your obligations. I'm saying how you show up in that situation. Are you showing up authentically? Are you showing up with love, with peace, with clarity? So first we're listening to our internal dialogue. And the thing that never fails me is listening to my body. If something is out of sync, my stomach, my gut says, uh-uh. It's like my gut says, this does not feel right. And I've learned to trust that. Even if I'm not sure, if my mind wants to talk me into it, but my gut says, nuh-uh, I listen to that. Now, often in relationship, especially romantic relationship, that feeling in the gut that we get, you know, when we see somebody we love, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where I want to do something and my gut's like, it's like trying to send me a warning, and my mind tries to rationalize it. See, this is the voice of the ego, but the good news is my body is always telling me no. And so what I've learned to do is listen to my body and then start to compare it with my internal dialogue and see which thought brings me the most peace. Because you can check it out. You can check that out, friends. It's not like I'm the only one who has this built-in feature. It's just like if you've ever walked into a room and you feel like, ooh, man, an argument just happened in here. You know, you feel that. Well, how did you know it? Well, it was an energy. You know, or like, have you had the experience where this happened to me one time? I was downtown in a city I didn't know, and it was later at night than I wanted to be out. And all of a sudden I saw this old mattress out on the street, and I said, my hair stood up on the back of my neck, and it said, leave now. My body was giving me a message. And I was with a friend then, and she said, what's wrong with you? I said, we need to go, and we need to go now. There's nothing here. I said, mm-mm, we're leaving. No, mm-mm. I know this. You know, how many million years of evolution? Save yourself. I'm going to listen to my body on this. So you see what I'm saying? So as you learn to check in with your body and become more conscious of your thought process, you know, this is going to really help you. But do you see how, with the way I'm speaking about it, do you see how it sometimes might take time to come to a decision? We don't want to make decisions for our lives out of desperation. We don't want to make decisions that we've not thought through. We don't want to make, you know, decisions that are grounded in ego. We always want to be grounded in spirit. And to do that, we have to stop. You know, Dave, like you were saying earlier in the show, you're so busy, you have to meditate every day. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is it's all about producing, 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 and you forget there's people involved, and you forget there's, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No. I've talked about my miracle morning. I'm now getting up at 4 a.m. And so I'm in the studio by like 5:15 or so. And so if I don't like kind of pause and do, and it's just super quick. I don't want to, you know, and I'm definitely a novice at this. But it's like just 10 to 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I don't do that, then I jump right into work. And then the flurry of work. But I've found that if I take that time out beforehand, then I'm much more kind of centered, and I'm much, the things I put my hand to when I am ready to work seem a lot more focused.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I think you're exactly right. It's interesting. This started for me when I was on my break again. I'd gotten out of the habit. I've mentioned this before. Years ago, a mentor I was working with said, even before you get out of bed in the morning, ask yourself this question: how is the universe holding me today? And I thought that was such a thoughtful question, and it actually took me years to understand. And I'm still understanding it today. But on my time away in April, which was, you know, a little bit of a personal retreat, as I mentioned earlier, became a marketing tour when here I just thought I was hanging out. Every morning, and I was in several different locations, but every morning before I got out of bed, I made sure to do that. And I also, so I would just, as I would wake up, I would say, you know, I'm just going to feel into this day energetically. And I would just close my eyes. Every now and then I went back to sleep, and that was fine. Another day, as I was waking up, I said, oh, you know what? I feel really held by the universe today. It was like, no matter what happens today, I'm being held by the universe. And that gave me such a feeling of peace, you know, to go into my day. And then I started adding to that my 50 deep breaths that I often do. And sometimes I would even do 100. It takes a long time to do 100 deep breaths. And sometimes I get so blissed out by the time I get to 50, I lose count two or three times. So I always just go, okay, God, help me stay on track. But that also helped bring me a great deal of peace, because it was like literally taking in the breath of life so consciously changes your energetic vibration. It does. And you know, the idea when we meditate, it's not so, okay, for that minute, we're meditating, I've punched the clock, I've meditated. It's so we take that energy into the rest of our day, as you said, Dave, you know, it's about taking that energy into the rest of our day so that our, you know, our interactions are filled with spirit, our interactions are filled with love, our interactions are filled with compassion and understanding and, you know, and so I've just discovered that morning time, as you described, Dave, for me too, is so essential in starting the day and bringing me a great deal of peace.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've recommitted to it. Not that I wasn't doing it, but I was just kind of getting up. It just turned out into getting up early. I'm just getting up earlier and doing my work. But now I'm being much more intentional with that time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. And it's important to mix it up a little bit too. You know, in my time away, you're going to laugh at this, Dave, because you know me so well. As I was getting ready to leave, on my trip, I was guided, do not take any journaling. And I am so committed to my journaling. It was so weird. I was like, really? No journaling. And God was like, you know what? I don't want you to do anything. I want you to be just live, you know, don't try to be anything, just live. And so out of that came that reminder from the past of, How is the universe holding you? That deep breathing. And so it was like it kind of jump-started that aspect of my practice, which I hadn't, the breathing I was doing, but that aspect of checking in with the universe. And it was so special. Like one of the days, I want to mention this, one of the days it was like, oh, you're going to need a coat today. It's going to be cooler than you think. And so I just felt like kind of looked after by the universe. Like I knew I was going to go on this walk in the woods and I was going to be in this beautiful creek area. And it was a good thing I listened. So, but taking a break from all the intensive journaling that I do every morning, was a wonderful break for my spirit. You know, it was like, yeah. Some kind of grace. Like you don't have to do this yet. You do it because it helps you, but don't make it a have to, because if you make it a have to, you know what I mean?
So it becomes just some obligation, and why then you're doing it for the wrong reason. Now you're doing it just because, you know, some force is telling you, you have to. Yeah. That's not the right reason to do it.
Right. And so, you know, friends, I know this woman who I love dearly, she said to me in a class once, wait a minute, she said, one class she told me I have to forgive every day. Another class she told me I have to meditate every day. Another class she said I have to journal every day. She goes, do I have to do all those things every day? And I said, no, I want you to work. You check in with your own spirit. I said, but there are going to be times where that forgiveness piece is up and you really need to be doing it daily. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm teaching a course on forgiveness, I'm going to be teaching right now, let's lift this up. Let's give you these practices so that when you need it, you can come back to that. So check in with your own spirit. You may need to do just what I did, which was nothing. And then have these other things from the past kind of come up that were real gifts to my soul, you know, during this time.
Right.
Yeah. Right. The other thing that happened when I was away were the many adventures I went on in my hiking and walking. I didn't do all that much, just a few miles every morning probably, but one of the places I went in Eureka Springs, John Two Hawks had told me to go there, and evidently I went to slightly the wrong spot because I started seeing no trespassing signs. I was like, okay, wow, I better...
Well, John, okay.
He goes, you were totally in the wrong place. He told me later. He goes, I promise you, I didn't send you into hunting territory. So I had quite a few adventures on my trip as well, but a lot of beauty, like the surprise. If you're on my mailing list, I sent a couple of videos, one where I just happened upon this little waterfall. It was like so beautiful. And I just was doing all this grief work. I was continuing to kind of release my mom and, you know, the church and just everything. And it was such a gift from the universe to just come on this waterfall, like in the middle of, you know, this hike that I didn't know anything about. So, so think about, friends, what might bring you peace. And there are so many things in our world that are have to's. You know, you got to pay your taxes. You got to pay your bills. You know, you got to be a good parent to your kiddos. Well, what would bring you peace? What would bring you peace? My good friend, Ken Lovern, who's going to be on the show later this month, actually, I think, he has a statement he always says, which has inspired me, nothing is more important than feeling good. And it's not about, like, whatever you want to do. Like, remember the 70s, if it feels good, do it.
Right, yeah.
But it's more about what from this higher level brings me joy, you know? When you're in joy, you're in peace. When you're in joy, you're in peace. So for me, this journey we call life is about finding that peace. And as you do the deeper spiritual work, you know, as you do this meditation time, as you seek to live a centered life, you start to realize all the things you can have don't bring you that peace. All the things you can go out and do don't necessarily bring you that peace. Peace really comes from within. And peace is, it is a state of mind, yes, but it's a way of being in the world. It really is a way of being in the world. And the more you seek this peace, what I've discovered is the more clarity you receive back from the universe, because I always come back to this, friends, God's will for us is good. And we are always so supported by the universe that even if at times things seem difficult, something divine is trying to come forward for us. So as we seek peace, you know, the answers to whatever problems we're dealing with will come forward. You know, we get to the point in our journey where we just trust that. You know, we trust that. So my hope for you in your journey, dear friend, is that you find peace in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your soul. And I hope you will continue to listen to that internal dialogue, you know, that goes on and start to notice even more, wow, is something out of sync? And then also to listen to your body. If your body's giving your messages you are ignoring, you really want to pay attention to that, because not only will it impact you emotionally and spiritually, it can even have a physical impact as well. If we're at war with ourselves, there can be physical manifestations as well. So we want to support you on your journey. We seek to bring you hope and peace and joy into your life. And as always, our goal is that you grow, prosper, and evolve as a result of the work we do here on this show, Authentic Spiritual Journey, and on our whole podcast channel, Experience of the Soul. So we bless you, dear friend. We thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Many blessings.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey presented by Support Tech Staffing and Center for the Healing Arts. This channel is also made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Authentic Spiritual Journey is copyright 2021 Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission from R.R. Hot Publishing. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.